As we said, the Canadian men's team named their team for the final two qualifying matches to St. Ricketts. Was named to the team, and no surprise, we're very pleased to be joined by DeSaint Ricketts. DeSaint, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about the Toronto FC and your successful start to your career with Toronto FC, just want to get your thoughts about where the men's national team is right now compared to, you know, where it has been before. You've been a member of this team for a while.
Yep.
What are you seeing now that you didn't see before?
I see a little bit more tactical guidance in terms of a team identity, what we bring to matches, and like basically the idea we have going into matches is more cohesive, and we're more together as a group this time around.
What explains that?
I think it has a lot to do with Benito and just how meticulous he is with tactics and videos and preparation. He gets us prepared for pretty much everything.
I'm guessing that you've seen different styles of coaching and approaches in your time with the national team, different ways of going about this.
Oh yeah, I've seen obviously through Stephen Hart and a couple interim coaches, I've seen a couple different styles and a couple of different ideologies tried to put in with the national team, but with Benito, it's a little different. He has a lot of experience in Europe. You know, his CV explains for itself. But and he brings that experience to the team.
It seems to me that Canada needs to find a way to find some confidence that we, you know, that we don't have the recent history, obviously. And I mean, how do you generate that for a country that's? I mean, it's been a long time since we've been able to have some success in these kind of qualifying matches. How do you generate that kind of confidence?
To be honest, it's times like this, you know, when we need a result and we get it.
Right.
And it's pretty much up to the players and everyone involved with the program right now to change the mentality and the identity of the Canada soccer program in the future.
DeSaint, do you think that you'll be better equipped for that game in Honduras? Not to completely criticize Stephen Hart here, but that Benito will have you better equipped, better prepared for that match tactically than Stephen did. And how much of what happened in Honduras was tactics?
I mean, it was a dark day, to say the least. But I wouldn't say it's a matter of what Stephen didn't do. I think it's a matter of how prepared the players are this time around. Like, for me personally, it was my first time ever experiencing any type of environment like that.
Mm-hmm.
The hostility, the temperatures, the field, the general conditions of Honduras. That was my first time, so I know personally I'm going to be more prepared for it this time around.
Now you also have you're with Toronto FC now. You've played six matches since returning to Canada from Turkey. You've scored twice. You know, MLS, I mean, you talk to players who've come over here. Some of them like it, but a lot of them will say it just ends up it's not quite what they expected. I presume you know enough people who've played in this league that you probably had a pretty good handle on it. But what's been your takeaway so far from MLS just in your brief time here?
Well, for me, I compare it to the other environments I've been in. I compare it to Turkey. I compare it to Israel. I compare it to these countries. And for me, it's perfectly fine. It's the environment's professional. The conditions are perfect. You go and play in these stadiums, and they're amazing stadiums. And Toronto FC is a great organization, and they're very organized in terms of just the way they treat the players and just the professionality of the club. And for me, I have no complaints.
It's interesting, you know, to hear you talk. You're 29 years old, and it sounds like you've seen a lot in your professional soccer career. You talked about the conditions that game in Honduras. You've played in Turkey and Israel, which are countries that have lots of things going on there. I imagine you've seen a fair bit already in your young career.
Oh, of course. I mean, I've seen a lot. I have a lot of stories. I'm thinking of writing a book. No, I'm joking. But yeah, no, I've seen a lot, and for me to even have any complaints about this environment that the MLS provides in North America, I'd be kind of crazy too, you know.
What's the difference in in the physicality of MLS compared to some of the other leagues you played? I mean, Turkey can be pretty physical too, but what is the difference here? Is this a more physical league? Is the officiating different? What is the biggest difference between this and Turkey?
I would say traveling is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's a lot more traveling here in the MLS, and physicality and just overall athletic ability. There's a lot of athletic players that are like big, strong, and just ready to battle, you know, which is not as common in Turkey, so to say.
Now you've joined a team that in Toronto FC that has really changed. I think people would say it's probably taken 2 years, but there's been a culture change here. There seems to be a greater sense of defensive responsibility than we've seen in the past. You come into this team. What did you notice about this team that maybe surprised you?
Just the passion of the players. The other weekend when we tied Houston, it was, you know, like you can tell we needed more, you know, like even when we won against Philadelphia Union, we still weren't completely happy. We like this team has a drive to be in the top of the league, and I think that's what you need to become a champion in this league.
Toussaint, we're going to let you run. I really appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much. Best of luck with the Canadian team and continued success with TFC.
Thank you very much.
Take care. It's Toussaint Ricketts.